that like the Chanina, who the Chacham, he's very smart, he knows how to make the B'dik this way. But Kuliyam Alachachim Yehachi, all other people are not so smart, they can't make such a B'dik like this. So therefore, Gedor HaKlala, not to make such a B'dik this way, but rather the way we learned in the Mishnah, you have to have the water on top of it. You have to have water floating on top of it. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yechon said, you should know that Chochmos of the Rabbi Chanina, since Rabbi Chanina was so smart, his Chochmos gormally caused me li'achti dam, I don't want to see dam. Because matmina mitar, what he said was tamei, I thought was tor, and mitarana matama, what he says is tor, I thought it was tamei. Kids, he saw that he did not know the difference between the colors, therefore he didn't want to paskin. Omer Reb Loza, Loza says like this, and v'senusa de Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina's anivus is gormally, means his humbleness, caused me gormally de chazoi dama, that I should go be a poisek in Hukas Domim. Why? I said like this. Omar Rebichnimadach Rebichanina, Tiyan Von Sanhu, Mochis Nashe Lesofik Vechazoi, that he humbles himself down and he goes to see the Shmat, goes to his Badikas to see if it's Torah or not. I know Liavzoi should I myself for sure go and see. There's maybe sort to say it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass for me to be Badik or the Badikas to check out the Badikas, the Domim of Anisha. So he saw that Rebbe Lezer did it. He saw that Rabbi Chanina did it. Therefore, he himself also did it. Omer Rabzera said, "Tova the Bovel, that the character of Bovel is gormally caused midloy chazoy dom. He didn't want to be a person to see domim. Why? That means he said like this to himself. Rabzera said to himself that betiva lo yadana. I'm not even sure about the character about these people of Bovel." Is so, b'domo yodana, I know the halakas about the dam, therefore did not want to paskin the halakas of the damim. L'meimer, Samar says, what do you want to tell me? That the betivo talia, that understood that the blood has, examining the blood, has to do upon the understanding of somebody's teva, of the teva, the character of the people. Why? Samar says, I have a rabba, who diyod the betivo, rabba knew the teva of the people, understood the people, but if lo yoda b'domi, they not know how to paskin in the damim, in the coals of dam. So Mar says, very good. If so, kol shchein come. I meant to say for sure then. Omar rabba, mazuch rabba. The yoda b'tiv, he knew how we knew the tivah. Lo yichoz b'domi, they not want to paskin the lochos of damim of people in Bovel. If so, if you know me, Ezra, should I go and see the damim? For sure, I didn't want to paskin. Ulu, the Gemara says, igloi le pumbadisa. Ulu went to visit pumbadisa. Ais le kami damim. They brought in front of him some bloodlights, some batikis to check out to see if it's Torah Tomei. Loi chazoi, so who did not want to pass on there? Omri is like this. Omar Reb Loza, Madach, the big Reb Loza, that the Mor, Dara the Yisrael, he was the Mor, he was the head of the whole Eretz Yisrael, he was the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael. Ki miklo liyasa de Yehuda, when he used to go visit the city where Yehuda was, loy chazoi, he did not want to see, he didn't want to pass the dam over there when he went into the Pumbedisa, which was the Asra of Yehuda. He didn't want to paskin. If so, I know, echsei, should I go paskin now? So that's what Ula said. Ula went to the place of Pumbedisa, so he said, like, this is not my place, this is Yehuda's place. That Madach Reb Leza, that when he came to Pumbedisa, he did not paskin. So for sure, now when Ula's coming to Pumbedisa, he also can't paskin. It has to be up to the Mor d'Asya. Is Samar says now, via my currently Mor d'Arad Yisrael, how come Reb Leza, why was he called like the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael? What happened was like this. The Issa, what's happened one lady? The Isya Doma Lekaim with Reb Leza. He brought some dam. They brought a shiloh of dam in front of Reb Leza. Have Yosef Rav Ami Kamer, Rav Ami was sitting nearby there. Archo, so Rav Leza just went and just smelled the cloth, he just smelled the blood. Omloi said like this, Hai Dam Chimadu. This dam Chimadu means dam of just lust. So, Loch is still his tummy, but he knew clearly what type of dam it was just by smelling it. So what happened was, Bosa the Nofik, after Rav Leza went out, it's full of Rabam. Rabami went to ask this lady what really happened, how did she see dam? Or Malay, she said this, Bali Hoya Baderach, my husband was on the road, Vichimarativ, and I had a desire to live with him, and that caused me to see some dam. So Yisir Reb Lezer, just by smelling it, was right. That's where he got the shame of a modality soil. So Mor says, Korla, they called upon him, Soyed Hashem Yireyev, that the Soyed of Hashem, sometimes special cigarettes Hashem gives to his Yireyev. That was his Chochma Reb Lezer had. So Rashi says, Dam Chibud means, She Nisav Olabayla, she had a desire to live with her husband. For Ros Adam, that caused her to see Dam, Machmas Taiva, and then Echnami, that Dam is Tomei Taka, she wasn't either. But I call upon him just by smelling the dam, he was able to tell where the dam came from. The other Gemara says, if for Humrus, this was Ime the mother to Shavu Malk of the king Shavu, that Shodra Dom Lekame the Rova, she sent some bezikas of dam in front of Rova. Sehevi Yosef Rav Uvdei Kaime. Rav Uvdei was also watching there. So what happened was, Archi, so Rav smelled the dam. Obloi said to her, or said back to Rav Uvdei, Hai dam chimudu, this is dam that comes from dam chimud. Is Omloi. So the mother said, Yitaka writes, Omloi Lebrei, she said to her son, Tochazi, come and see, Kamechachichim Yehudi, go see how smart Yehudim are, that he was able to tell just by smelling this cloth of dam, that this dam came from dam chimud. That we had before, this special dam that comes when you have time to live with your husband. Omalei, so the son said back to the mother, who said he's so great. Duma, maybe just like you guessed it. Kisuma biaruba, like a blind person feeling through a window. So Hoda Shodrule Shishin Mine Duma. Then she checked him out, tested him more, and sent him 60 different samples of blood. For Kuli Amrinu, and all of them, he answered exactly where the dam came from. But who Basra, the last sample of dam, was really dam kinim heavy. It was blood from lice. For Lo Yoda and Rava wasn't acquainted with it. He didn't really know where it came from. What happened was, Minas Shemayim, like, his Tai Milsa was just lucky. What happened was, Vishoda Lace Rikusa, he sent her a present. Rava sent her, the mother of the king, a present. He sent her a comb. The Mikdala Kalmi, that a lot of dead lice were on it. So she thought like Rava knew that Dam was dam from lice, and therefore he's sending her this comb. So she said like this, Yudoi Bisabn Libi Yasrisu. Like Jews, they live in the middle of your heart. In other words, to say, they know everything what's going on. They're so smart. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah said like this, Meresh at the beginning, Hevi Chazin Adama, I used to see blood. It used to be a Merah in Dam, to see if the Dam is Dam Tom or not. Kivun the Omerli Ima the Yitzchak Bri, once like the mother of my son Yitzchak told me, that Hai Tifta Kamaisa Lemasinun Lo, Kamayu, you should know, the Rabbonin, you should know when an Isha sees Dam, so the first drop of Dam that comes out of a body, she does not come and show that sample to the Rabbonin. Why Mishum Dizima? Because that blood is like dirty. So therefore, Lechazina. Therefore, he said he doesn't want to see. Because he's afraid, like, maybe the first teeth of Dam that came out really was Dam Tame. And then the second Dam that comes out, the color changes already. But since they're not showing me the first teeth, they didn't want a paskin. Because it's very possible that the Dam, the colors change later. Now the Gemara says, though, but Bein Tame Letaira Vadechazina. If an Isha, let's say, was had a dam taira, in other words, that she was yoledis, and after the days of the yemei taira stopped, then she starts yemei tomei, so that dam he would see, because since all along it was dam taira coming out, so that dam is not like dirty so much, therefore she would show the first tipa to the chachamim, and therefore they could paskin well to know clearly whether it's tomei at all. Now the Gemara says, Yalso is Aisi dam lekaime de rabba barbachona. Yalso, she was the wife of Rabbi Nachman. So instead of showing the dam to her own husband, she used to take her shmatas of bedikas like and show it to Rabba Bar Bachono. The Tomila, and he paskin that it was Tomei. Hoder Eis Lekaim to Rabbi Yitzchok, then she brought the same shmat, the same bedika like in front of Rabbi Yitzchok, brave Rabbi Yudin, son of Rabbi Yehuda, the Dochilo, and he said, no, it's Tor. So the question is, how could Reb Yitzchak do like this, for a time learn like this, that Chochem Shetimei is then Chaver Rishur Letar, like he first asked Shal to Chochem, and he says it's Tomei, so now then the Chaver is not allowed to come, another place that can't come and say it's Tor, or the opposite way. Also, if the first place that said it was also, is then Chaver, a second one is not allowed to come, Rishur Lehat to say it's Muta. So the question is, how could Reb Yitzchak go the opposite of the Psak of Rabbi Bar Bachono? Tumas is like this. Mikora Tumuya having mitamila. It's like a true. At the beginning, first Reb Yitzchak also wanted to say it was Tamei. Since he heard that Rabbi Babachana said it was Tamei, so he also first said it was Tamei. But Kivun the Yomle, when Yaltsis told her like this and said like this, you should know that the whole Yoyme have a matchili. Every day I used to show my bedikas, and it will always look the exact same way. And yesterday it said this type of a color was torn. Ki I got no. But so what happened today? How come today Paskin was Tamei? But Vidnuhu de Chosh Bene, today he must have an ayek. He couldn't see so well today. Is therefore he said it was Tamei. So when Reb Yitzchak called this, Dochilo Hayosa Paskin was Tor. As if to say, like, that Rabbi Rachana Paskin was Tamei, today was a mistake. He couldn't see so well. But really it should have been Tor. So there's a few shilas here. First of all, the shilas is how come Yalsa did not go and show the Badika to her own husband? How come she went to show it to Rabbi Rachana? So Tais said, I did not bring a proof for me to say that a Baal cannot paskin for his wife. Avada, husband, is allowed to paskin for his wife. Just said the pshat that she didn't want to show it to him because she was afraid maybe he would be machmor on himself too much, or maybe he would be perish because of the suffix, or maybe stam, she didn't want to be mevasa herself in the eyes of her husband. So that's why she went to somebody else. But avada lalocha, nechnami, your wife is allowed to show her bedikas to her own husband. Now the Gemara asks the question though, on mi mehemna, do we believe Yalsa's what she's saying now, that the color she showed him today, it was the exact same color yesterday, and yesterday said it was Tor. Do we believe that she knows that much to say the colors are the same thing? Gemara says, yes, we do believe her. For Tanya, bring your proof, it says, Nemenis Ishalem and Isha's believe to say, Kezeri Isi Vivadativ. Like the same color she sees here, she's allowed to say, in my bedik I made, was the exact same color, and I lost it. So therefore, whatever the lucky in the paskin on this is the same thing they gave to me also. So you see, you believe her what she says when she remembers the colors. E. Boilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be now? She says, Kizet tir ish ploini chochem amal. And she says, listen, the same type of a color I see here, I once asked a shaila to somebody else, ni paskin it's tor. And now she wants to tell a chavish, no, for you also it's tor. So do we believe her or not? This is negated to somebody else. It's not her own shemata. She's just telling somebody else, listen, this dam that you saw, I had the exact same color, and the price gets passed to me was torn. So is she never meant to say this or not? Toshma coming here. It says that Nemenis Ishalem Nisha's believe to say, Kazeri Isibavativ, I saw this type of a color and I lost it. So see, we believe her when she says, this is the color that she saw. So more says, no, it could be Shani Hosman over there, it's different. Delay Silakaimo. It could be over there that it's not in front of us. That she doesn't have a shmatar anymore, sounds like Meshafat Chak. Since she doesn't have it anymore, therefore we believe her. But in a case where it's in front of us, it could be we don't believe her. You have the right to be samech on your friend, the lady, but rather you'll have to go and yes, a chachem to paskin for you. Maybe it's like you have the right to be samech on what she's saying. So in this case, she have the right to like Meshafat Chak. I see Dom, the Kaima, the Rabba Rabba Chono, that the Yalsa, the case we had before, she brought her bedikah from Rabbi Avrochono, the Tomalah, and first he passed him that it was Tomei. Then she took the same bedikah and showed it to Kaima, the Rabbi Yitzchak, bread Rabbi Yehuda, the Dochilo, and he said it was Tor. And the question he asked before was, how do you do like this? I've a tiny, we learned, Chokham Shatime and Chavere Rasher Latayim. The Yamina, the Mark came out before, they said that really, Timoyevi Mitamilo. That first, when Rabbi Yitzchak saw it, he wanted to say it was Tomei. But Kivun the Yomrele, when she said to him, that the whole Yom Matchile, every day, Rabbi Avachonov used to paskin, this same type of a color was really Tor. Ki Hagavna, like this color. But Vidn is only today, who the Chosh Bieni must be something wrong with his eyes, is, that's what Trey was said it was Tomei. Therefore, when Rabbi Yitzchak heard this, Hod the Dochilo, the Rabbi Yitzchak said also it's Tor. But Alma, we see clearly though, Mehemdele, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Mehemdele, that Rabbi Yitzchak believed, a Yalsis. So you see, you're allowed to believe even though the Shemat is here in front of you. You're allowed to believe what she says. Samar says no. Could be real. The Pshat was Reb Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agmarei Samach. Really, he was Samach on his own Svara. He himself also held like this, a Mikra Din. Really, it's Tor. Just that if he heard there was Tomei, he ought to pay us out of Paskin was Tomei. But then when he heard what Yalsis told him, he was able to Paskin according to his own Svara. So not really he was Samach on her, but he Paskin according to his own Svara. Moore says, now Rebbe Ruah Dam B'Laila. Rebbe used to paskin, used to be able to see Dam at night time. Fitime, and he said it was Tomei. What happened was, raw biyon, the next day he saw the bedik again biyon, and Vatira said it was tor. Hintim shachit, he waited another hour. Chos Vatim, and then he said it was tummy. That's what he did. So Omer, he said upon himself, look, oily, oyvei, shemotisi, maybe I made a mistake. There's that in the middle, he wanted to say it was tor, maybe he made a mistake. So if what's good, he said now, it was again tummy. Smor says, shemotisi, maybe you made a mistake. Like Vatitor, for sure you made a mistake. Like you're passing wrong otherwise. The Tanya would look like this. That lo yoy machokam chokam should not say, ilu ho yilach, like when he sees the dam now dry, he should not say, listen, if I would have seen when the dam was fresh, lach, ho yivadetom, it would have been vadetom, so to be afraid now, you don't say like this. El omar say like this, ein lo ledain el mashain of rois, that a dain only has to pass on the way he sees the dam right now. And if the way he sees the dam right now it's tor, he has a right to say yes that it's tor. It's really over here also, since when he saw it beyoim, he sees that it's tor, he has the right to say that it's really tor. It's more so like this. The story was like this. Meikora achsake betomei. At the beginning we saw it at night time, he really thought it was tomei. His master to be tomei. Kivu nechoz letzachot ishtani, but in the morning when he looked at it, he saw the color changed, got a little bit lighter, and he said it's tor. Omar, vade torhu, no, really this dam is dam tor. Uvalalehud lo yeschad shop, I didn't see it so well at night time. That's why he wanted to say it was tor. But Kivu nechoz, later we saw again, that the hod ishtani even came a little bit lighter, it changed again. Omri says like this, hi, tomei heavy. No, really at night time when I first saw it, it was really tomei. It's really dam nida. Just this dam keeps on getting lighter and lighter. So when I saw in the daytime the pshat I saw was tor, it's not the pshat that I made a mistake last night, but adarabah, really last night it was tummy. Just beyond the color changed. And therefore, I have to remain with the first pshat that really is tummy. Nothing more says, Rebbe bodik l'ohaner, Rebbe checked the bedika by the ohaner, even though it was nighttime, he used to check it out in the light. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Bodik B'yom Amunin. He said, "I says no, he's doing it in the daytime. It has to be Yom Amunin, like a cloudy day. Can't be in front of the sun. And even then, Beni Amuda used to do it in between the pillars where he used to learn. In other words, not directly in the sun, in the shade a little bit. You should check it." Omer of Ami Bar Shmuel, the Kulan ain't Bird Kemoisim Ela Ben Chamletzel. When you rob Bird Kibedikas, when you check it out to see if it's really Dam Tomi or not, you're supposed to do it in near the sun. But it should be shady there. No, it should be light, but a little bit shady. Not the direct sun hit it. Rav Nachman of Rabba Ravua, Bicham of Itzel Yod, he's supposed to check it out, Bicham in the sun, but if Itzel Yod, like, put your hands over the sun, like, to make a shade go upon where the Shematar is, we're checking out that Bedikah. So that's called bright light, but not directly the sun shining on it. That's the way to make the Bedikah. That's the way even the Chochom should check out the Bedikah to see if it's really Tameh or not. So again, the Mishnah says, because Mozeg Shnei Chalokim, we have diluted wine, 2/3 water, 1/3 wine. So Tanim learned like this.